Welcome to another episode of Jesus and Coffee. I think I'm the only person in the world that gets allergies in the summertime. I don't get it. So if I sound a little bit like I just woke up, I have not. I've been up for quite a while. I just got allergies, man, but I wasn't going to let that stop today's message. So today I wanted to talk about making sure you have signal for your GPS. So I consider GPS my God positioning system. I know that anytime I am not plugged in to my GPS, I can often find myself either lost or taken the long way. So as I was thinking about my GPS, my God positioning system, I was thinking about what we know to be GPS as far as our mobile devices go, right? And how sometimes I can be like logged in to my phone, have an address in, she's guiding me, she's directing me, and then suddenly she goes quiet for a while. And then I'll think, well, maybe I'm just supposed to keep going straight because I haven't heard anything. And I'll look down and my phone has somehow tapped me out of my GPS. And now I'm panicking, right? Because I'm thinking, oh my gosh, how long have I been driving without knowing which way to go? And did I just end up going a long way or the wrong way? Amen. So when you put everything back in and get the thing recentered or whatever, and then get back on journey to wherever you're going. And I think sometimes that happens as we are journeying through life. Like we'll start out plugged into our GPS, our God positioning system. We will pray. We will seek God. We will get clear direction on which way to go. Then we'll start going. And you know, because we're so assured of the direction God told us to go in, we just keep on going, just la, 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 la. Next thing you know, you realize, well, maybe I done went too far. Maybe I'm a little bit lost. This ain't feeling as good as it used to. You know, the terrain is getting a little bit different. Amen. So you go to check back in and realize somewhere along the way, you done made a little bit of an error. And I think that's because just like on my cell phone, when I had put in the address and I put the phone down and I'm just going, you know, waiting on the GPS to say something else. Well, I had to check back in to make sure that I was still on task. And we have to do that same thing with Christ. You can't just go to God on April 1st, 2024 and ask God for a thing and then that's it. That's just it. For the rest of your life, you just standing on that one little thing God gave you, amen? You have to continue to go back to God April 2nd, April 3rd, April 4th, and all the days of your life to stay plugged in, to make sure your connection with your GPS is on task and that the updates you're getting from your GPS are in real time so that you don't end up journeying down a path that is not for you. That's one of the reasons that I started Jesus and Coffee, the podcast, because I feel like it is a way for us to remind one another every Monday as we kick off a new week that we've got to make time in that week for God. So if we can start it together on Monday, then you could keep that thing going on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Hopefully you in somebody's church on Sunday and then Monday we meet back up here again. Friend, if you ever feel like you're lost in this world, which it is very easy to do, and if we're honest, we've all been there a time or two, right? Maybe even three. The thing about being lost is not that you're actually lost. It's just you don't know where you are. And the easy way to find out where you are, who you are, and where you're going is by making sure you've got signal, making sure you are plugged into your personal GPS. Because the instructions that God has for you to get to where you're going are different instructions that he has for me or your friend, your spiritual mother, your pastor. We've all got a different set of guidelines, a different set of steps that are going to get us to our purpose. So you can't come to me looking for your purpose. I don't have it, baby. You can't come to me asking me to guide you to whatever God has for you. You got to go to God for that. So as you continue down your path, as you continue on your journey, make sure that you're staying plugged in with the one who knows every single detail, and that is God. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, I just come to you today thanking you. I'm so grateful that you offer me this moment, Lord, that you thought I was fit enough to take this space and to partner with my friends to share in a moment with you. So Lord, I just thank you for the opportunity to do that. I thank you for everything that you are doing in my life and in our lives. Lord, I thank you for every door that is closed. I thank you for all the doors that are opening. Lord, I thank you that along our journey, there are people that you place along the path to help us as we get to where we're going. Lord, I thank you that our GPS signal is never lost. Although we may forget to check back in, Lord, it is always there. You are always there. And that as long as we stay plugged in with you, Lord, that we are always exactly where we are supposed to be. Lord, I thank you for guidance. I thank you for clarity. I thank you that as we continue to journey along this path, Lord, that sometimes though it may get difficult and the terrain may get rough, that we are never alone. Although we may face times of weakness, Lord, that you'll carry us through. Lord, I thank you for those that are in their Joshua season, Lord, those that are just circling, you know, on their third day, Lord, and they got to get to day six and then day seven. Lord, those that are in the middle of what you, those that are in the middle of what you told them to do, Lord, who are maybe questioning if they've gone the wrong way because they're not able to see the fruits of their labor just yet, Lord, or they're still in the middle of the journey. And because of that, they're questioning whether or not what you told them is actually going to happen because they don't see proof of it yet, Lord. I just want to give them that extra courage, that extra boldness, that extra bit of commitment that they need, Lord, to stay locked into the task. Lord, because on day one, they were encouraged. They were ready to go. On day two, they still had a little bit of that energy from day one. Day three, they're starting to get a little shaky. By day four, Lord, we may get tired. By day five, we may wonder if we're even doing what we're supposed to do, Lord. But by day six, things start to shake. Things start to move. And by day seven, Lord, we have seen you in this thing. So although the days may not be one through seven, it may be months, it may be years, Lord, we know that if you've instructed us to do a thing, then that thing is going to come to pass because your word never falls void. So we trust you. We thank you. We honor you. We believe you. We know that what you have given us is good. And Lord, we just ask that you would help us to remain committed. Give us vision. Give us the tenacity. Send us the people that represent you, that honor you, that we can trust in this season and help us to bridge the area from which we are in to where we are going. In Jesus' name, amen. Have an amazing remainder of your day, friend. Don't forget, the book Jesus and Coffee 21-Day Devotional is available everywhere. It's on Kindle. It's available on Amazon in paperback form. Of course, new episodes of the podcast launch every Monday, but the 21-Day Devotional gives you an opportunity to take 21 days to just focus on you and Christ and that walk. There is a story, a message in every day. There's a biblical reference in every day, and there's a journaling component in every day. I heard somewhere it takes 21 days to form a habit, so I think that's a pretty good habit to form. Jesus and Coffee, 21-Day Devotional, available everywhere. I'll catch you next week. Later.